Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So I'm a bit under the weather now, if you hear a difference in my voice, but I have recently, probably because being under the weather and just my mind being all over the place with that, being at home, and I've felt kind of sapped creatively, like my creativity has been sapped or stopped. Like, there's just been a little bit of trying to regain direction and like where I should go. And now I'm out on a walk. It's been a while since I recorded a podcast episode, kind of was starting up a part-time job and that taking up a lot of energy and time. But being out on this walk, I went on a walk with my family on Sunday, and being out on this walk, it's fall right now, and it's just been really cool to see all of the different colors in the leaves and in the trees and the sky, the leaves on the ground. And like, it dawned upon me how I love, like, I know I love fall and autumn and stuff, and I haven't been spending like any time out in it. I've just been inside cooped up because I've been sick and haven't really seen the colors. I haven't been on a walk in a while either, so it was just kind of like missing out on that. So it's like this really awesome gift from God and being able to see just the creation and the beautiful colors of fall. It's really cool seeing the leaves change. I think there's a lot to that with how the change happens in life and change is inevitable and how change brings beauty and it can bring protection, and the trees protecting themselves for the winter and shedding their leaves and getting ready for the new season. And kind of thinking about that for me and all of us as creatives in our own lives, how do we get ready and prepared for the new season, and how do we keep that creativity with us? One of the things that has really been sticking with me is just having experiences in life. After being sick for a while, I've missed that, just going out and being able to walk a path or go on an adventure or spend time with friends, spend time with family, eat some new foods. Those experiences are going to inspire you as an artist and as an individual. And also with that, just like trying new things, not just in what you consume, but what you create, creating in different mediums. Was starting my job, I had on the backs of the labels that we would put on every box that we shipped out, because I would have to like wrap, I work with car computers, I have to wrap every computer, every like unit, ECM or PCM, and bubble wrap, put it in a box, send it off. And I realized on the backs of those labels, I could just draw something real quick. And I like practiced some like hiragana and stuff for like Japanese, and then just drew like little drawings. And just working with a Sharpie and the back of a shipping label is a very different medium from things I did in college. There was a lot of creativity that came to it because the space, your composition is much smaller, and you have to, it's kind of like each sticker, each back of the label is a different piece, and you can just put as little or as much as you want in it, it can still feel complete since it's so small. But you can try out different things. So I tried out things like putting boots instead of shoes on my characters. And like, it's not making a huge difference, but it was fun. And that is something that I've been missing. And I think a lot of people, maybe you're feeling that way, where it's like art or creating used to be a ton of fun, and now it just kind of seems like it's not as fun. And it can help to change the medium in which you're using to create. And even if it's using a medium that is more using your hands, if you usually work digitally, it can make a huge difference in your art and in your life. I've been wanting to get more into photography for that exact reason, because it's looking at life in a different way and capturing it in a different way. And I think doing that prepares us for some really awesome things. And it's really cool because in seeing things in a different way, learning from other people, like with photography, that kind of came a lot from one of my past roommates, Kyle, that I did some podcast episodes with and some stuff on the YouTube channel and went on some photography. Oh, I was just running adventures and stuff. I was able to learn a lot from him and his perspective. And I think that's one of the reasons. There are so many reasons, like being able to relate to people and stuff like that, but also to be able to learn from their perspective and how they see the world, how they perceive things. It allows your story and your art to take on a greater depth over time. And yeah, it's funny because it's like, started this podcast on Sunday and now it's Tuesday. I like paused it or recorded it. Yeah, anyway, it's funny how that happens. But with this podcast, I also wanted to talk about feeling like you have a lot of ideas, but you don't know what to put them into. Like, this happens a lot where people start world building for a story and coming up with tons of ideas, filling up this whole Word document or PDF, or even just having things in your brain and being like, I got all these awesome ideas. And that's a really great place to start. And then taking that, and what do you do? I think one of the great things they can do is put that energy and those ideas into something, whether it's an illustration where you're looking at the things that you wrote to create that illustration, or writing a short story, even if it's not within the maybe this huge, large, epic story that you've wanted to tell, but starting out with a short story within that world that you've built. Taking those things and putting them into something creative. I've been thinking it'd be cool to make like a pitch deck, like they do for animated shows, to pitch them. Making something, just sitting down and making something, even if you're just taking a giant piece of poster board or giant piece of paper and just drawing whatever comes to your mind based on that story. That's why sketchbooks can be really great, putting those ideas into something, because putting it out on paper allows you to understand it better. And sometimes maybe it can be discouraging to do so to some, because you're like, it's not going to look as good as I want it to look. But that's just the first step. It's just the first starting block to your story. And it's like, if you look back at animated shows where they started and where they are now, they've grown a lot. And there's a lot of growth in just continuing and developing. Even if you're starting out in your character, in your story, or if you're a photographer and like your pictures don't have a lot of meaning to them or the composition's a bit off, just continue, and as you're learning those skills and applying them, you'll be able to see that progress that you've made. It's like seeing how far you come as an artist and a creator can be very powerful. And with vision and stories and things, there's been a lot of inspirations in my life. And one of them is Legend of Zelda. And some of you guys might have heard that they are making a live action film. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. And it's very interesting move. It was funny how like it's just kind of like a post on Twitter and that's like about it. And maybe a little webpage about it from Shigeru Miyamoto. And working on it with Sony, which I think is really cool. And it's interesting in trying to find actors for that. Legend of Zelda is a very deep game with a lot of story and lore and things that aren't even explained yet. Things that are mysteries. Celtic makes a lot of videos about that. And yeah, it's pretty crazy how deep you can go into it. But I think one of the main things that they should make sure on is the characters come across well, especially with Link and being able to cast him. I think it's an interesting thing. It's like something that you think you would see as an animation, but it's gonna be live action. And like they have a huge budget and stuff, but it goes to show that even if you have this thing that you want to eventually get to, like, start working towards that. Start making things that are working towards that. Like, making that announcement, writing some ideas about this thing. And I don't know if it's coming across, but just be able to take your idea and your vision and put it towards something. Even if, like for me, I want to get more into animation. And even if it's just a looping animation with the characters in my story, or a breathing animation, or a character smiling, like just learning that animation in that process helps. Anyway, one of the other things I want to talk about is there's been a lot of posts and stuff about things going on with the animation industry and with like the writer's strike, which just finished up and they were able to reach a compromise, but also just a lot of people looking for work and people losing their jobs. And just wanted to kind of give my perspective on it as someone who recently graduated from university, studying illustration, wanting to go into animation and looking for work right now. And hopefully be able to connect with a lot of you that are going through that as well, or people that you know are also going through that. It can be discouraging where you're applying to a ton of jobs and you feel like you aren't going anywhere, even when you're improving, and you're like, I don't have anything on my resume to show that I have the experience. But one thing that I've seen is even working on your own personal projects, you can share that on your in your portfolio and on your resume, even like that you've worked on this personal project, this animated show, or you wrote a book, or you've written this screenplay or whatever. You can share that and connect with a lot of like-minded people. And a lot of jobs, I feel like, maybe not won't come from continuously applying, and it's good to continue doing that. But along with that, just connecting with people. Anyway, it's a bit long-winded, but just being able to connect with people. Like, sometimes when you're applying for jobs, you're just like blinders on, and you're just like, apply. And you're just like rapid firing at jobs and seeing them go off and then seeing them come back and maybe rejection letters. But in addition to that, being able to talk with people in the industry, talk with people who are trying to get into animation, or talk to people that are trying to get into the work that you're trying to do, and connect with those people because you're in the same place and you're on that same level. So just like connect with them and make those genuine connections, not for getting a job, but just for connecting with them and having a genuine connection and being able to connect with another human being and learn from them and their experience. Because later on, like, you guys might be sitting right beside each other or pitching a show to them. Like, and having those connections can help you in just connecting with people. Because once you get in the animation industry, like, a lot of people, everyone knows everyone. It's good to get to know people and connect. And one of my beliefs, it's hard to put it into action. I'm, like, trying to work on it and do it right now, is that all these people, like me and so many others that are looking for work right now, doing freelance jobs, I've done some like animation and stuff, just working on and connecting with people who are also in that same place, and then making something like an animated short or a comic or a webcomic, and putting those skills to use and practicing those skills and learning those skills and getting better at that. And like, not necessarily having to do it for the money, but do it for the experience and the passion and the connection with people, like going through that process and being able to create something amazing with those people. So that's something that I want to do, is just like be able to make something cool, even if we're not making money from it, just to be able to make a story and put it out there into the world, like they do with student films in college. You'll have people come together, a team of people. Someone will be an animator. Someone will be a writer. Someone will work on post-production. someone doing effects, someone doing coloring, being the colorist, or doing color keys, and each of you learning that job and having something that you can add to your portfolio, and then a final project that is a short film or a comic, something that you can even, like, you could even print it out and it could be a physical thing. There's just a lot that you can accomplish with that. And I'm super down to see where it goes. So yeah, if you're interested in something like that, like, reach out. We're trying to put a team together of people and be able to make some cool things. Yeah, I just think it could be really cool. And it's been a while since the last podcast episode. I was hoping to do them like every other week. Now it's been like 2 months or something because I started a part-time job just to have some money coming in. And I've felt sapped creatively, as I said at the beginning. And I think a lot of that can be solved by collaborating and working with other artists. So that's something I invite you to do, is if you know artists, like, collaborate with them. Even if you aren't, you don't consider yourself an artist, if you have something that you want to work on with someone, like, share that with them and see that passion that they have and see the passion that they bring to your story or the story you want to tell, the characters that you want to create. And just connect with people, talk to someone new. If you're at college right now, talk to someone new, make sure that you're talking to people. One of the biggest things that I wish I did better in college was just connecting with people. And I met some really awesome people, but I wish I could have gotten to know them better and been more social. It's something I'm working on. So, and everyone's starting at their own place. A lot of us were in the same boat, kind of feeling like you're not talented or skilled enough yet, and you have a long way to go, and there's a lot that you can learn, and that's an amazing thing that you can continue to improve and make those big steps in your life and be able to make some really cool creative things. So yeah, that's the invitation today, is to reach out to someone new and share something that you love about art or about storytelling or about photography, about making something creative, and see what comes from that. I think it's gonna be really cool. See you guys later, and love y'all, and thanks so much for listening. See you guys later. Peace.